Please turn to the Holy Scripture, Philippians chapter 4. The title given in your program sheet, in the order of worship, is that God shall supply all your need. A very comforting message. And I have modified it to help us understand what it is that Paul is saying to us out of his letter written from prison. Can you imagine? If you and I were in a prison, what would we have to say to those who are outside? Oh, dear friends, Paul's letter says there is assurance to Christians because we have a wonderful God, a God who can supply under all circumstances, in good times, in bad times, in difficult times. Chapter 4, verse 13. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. What is he? In the prison. And he says, Jesus is with me. He is able to sustain me. I can do all things which through Christ who strengtheneth me. Then he turns to the recipients of the letter. Who are they? The church of the Philippians in the city of Philippi. Verse 14. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. This church was the first founded in Europe, founded by Paul in very strange circumstances, out of the prison earthquake. A whole family was saved, and they were united with the church in the house of Lydia. This is the background. And out of that has grown a strong church that has a very caring heart, that they constantly remembered the one who brought them the gospel. Oh, dear friends, never forget who brought you the gospel. Paul had been the instrument of God to carry the word of God to them, and they were saved. Now, when they heard that Paul was in prison, the church in Philippi was moved. The members collected and sent to him. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. This was a caring church. And so have we learned also to be a caring church. All of us must learn to be caring people, people of God who consider the poor. The word of God in Proverbs says, he who gives to the poor is lending to God. When you give to the poor out of compassion, it is lending to God. God will not forget it if it is done out of a caring heart. And so this is the people of the Philippian church. They remembered Paul. He is in prison. They have heard of his sufferings and his needs, and they sent to him time and again. Paul mentions this in his letter, not because he wants more of gifts, but because he wants to impress on the church in Philippi the grace of giving. how God enables us, even in our poverty, to be able to give to others who are worse off than us. Verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Paul's intention and purpose in reminding them, when he received the present, he was so grateful. The purpose is not that they will send more, but that they will understand that sending is, as it were, a sweet savour sacrifice given to God, and God is pleased. We have here in our own church a benevolent committee. Some of you may not know. What is this benevolent committee? To consider those in our midst who have special needs, who meet with circumstances beyond their control, who need help at certain difficult times. Benevolent committee is here to do just that, to communicate, to help in times of need. So Paul says, my God is able to supply you all your needs according to the riches of Jesus Christ. Not because we give to please ourselves, but in order that it is a living sweet savour sacrifice given to God. Paul says, I have received your gift and I abound. Verse 18. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. It is an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Whenever we give out of a heart of compassion to help someone in need, it is as it were a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. And God is pleased with you, with us, when we do. Now Paul says, this is to our credit. How can we do it? Please turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. For those of us in difficulties, and these circumstances will come sooner or later at some time, it's our experience. When we are in difficulty, whom do we turn to? Turn to the Lord. And Jesus has taught this lesson in Matthew chapter 6. Can God care for you? Supply your needs in time of difficulty. Verse 26 of chapter 6. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 26. Here the Lord Jesus himself teaches a most wonderful lesson. What does it say? Please follow. Look at the birds of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? When we are in difficulty, turn to the Lord and remember this lesson. Jesus says, look at the birds. Why are you so concerned because of shortage of money, or because of some difficulty that has arisen, or because of some obstacle? You are in need. Look at the birds. Consider, who cares for the birds? It's God. God sends the seeds. God sends them worms. God sends them food. The birds are well cared for. By whom? Now, the application is, are we less valuable than birds to God? What are the birds? They are common things. And why does God look after them? Because God's common grace reaches out to the birds. If so, apply it to yourselves. If you're in difficulty, look to the Lord. Remember the birds. God, who cares for birds, cares for us much more than the birds. Verse 28. Why take ye thought? Why are you so worried because of difficulty today? Consider the lilies. How the lilies are so beautiful. Who made them beautiful? Again, it is God's hand. How they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon, even the king, in all his royal regalia and his robes, beautiful, cannot compare with a lily. If God cares for the common plant, the lily, by the roadside, how much more will he care for you, O ye of little faith? Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is cut down and burnt, how much more shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherefore shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the unbelievers. They are so concerned about material things. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, and he surely will supply. This is the test of faith. Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Dearly beloved, do you have any such problem today? I have written in my book, most of you have read it, we were in a place called Sinai. This was in 1930. The whole world suddenly plunged into recession and depression. And our family of 6-7 people, father and mother and 4-5 children, were in a rubber estate. Father said, we could not even tap the rubber because the price came down from $100 to $10. It was not even possible to employ tappers to tap. There's not enough money from selling the rubber even to pay the salaries of the tappers. What shall we do? I say, ask you, dear friends, what will you do if there is such a difficulty? Whom do you turn to? Father and mother prayed on their knees. Mother especially was a woman of prayer. One day I opened the door to her room, and there I found her on her knees praying. That scene has never left my mind. A praying woman, praying for the Lord to have mercy. How can we sustain a family with 6 mouths, with little income? One day a friend came and said, Dr. Toh, that is my father, you are qualified as a practitioner of medicine, except you have no license to practice in Johor. Let us go and try and ask the chief medical officer in Johor Bahru. Maybe he will have compassion on you. So they went, father and this friend, Mr. Lee. the man at the top of the government health service was called Dr. Garlic. Those of you who live in the Bukit Timah area will see that there's a Garlic Avenue. That's a man. Dr. Garlic, I have a family, said my father. Presented the case to him, urged him, pleaded with him, begged him, will you help? Applying the law, he says, I'm sorry, there's no way I can help you to break the law, to give you a license to practice. So father came home disappointed. This friend of ours says there is still another higher authority. Maybe God will move his heart. Maybe. So they went. In Singapore, at that time, Singapore and Malaysia was one political territory under the British. We were in British colonial times. Will God help? Can God help? Sounds almost impossible. But father went with his friend to the chief principal medical officer of the whole of Malaysia, Singapore, and Johor. And this man was called Dr. Fitzgerald. Can Dr. Fitzgerald help? Will he help? He is above Dr. Garlic. So father went and pleaded his case. I have seven mouths to feed. Do you think you can help? This man was kindly, I say, God has moved and prepared this man that even in the most difficult, impossible situation, he was willing to listen. I say, dear friends, this is a test of faith. If God has saved us out of China to escape the turmoil in China, will he leave us in Johor to starve? It is a test of faith, dear friends. Mother prayed, father prayed. And then on the day of the interview, this man called Dr. Fitzgerald says, Doctor, you were trained in China, but you are not qualified to practice here in Malaysia. Do you understand English? No, of course not. Do you understand French? No, no French. What do you understand? My father said, I understand some Latin. Amazing. In those days, it's not like today. Today doctors prescribe mixtures and tablets which contain all the ingredients that go to make the medicine. In those days, doctors had to prescribe in Latin. Every ingredient of everything that goes to make a tablet or a mixture had to be prescribed. So father says, yes, I will prescribe for you in Latin, which he did. One recipe of a prescription, Dr. Fitzgerald read it, was amazed. It was a perfect prescription in Latin. And he was convinced that my father could practice medicine legitimately. The license was approved. And Dr. Garlic was instructed, issue a license to this poor man. This was the one and only ever license given to a China practitioner to practice in the state of Johor. My God will supply all your needs through Christ Jesus our Lord. It's an amazing testimony, dear friends. So that license enabled father to practice and to earn a living in a state in a town called Kluang for 2 years. Then from Kluang we moved to Batu Pahat, and there for 25 years. The family was sustained. And the children were educated, and the family grew. By the grace of God, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. My God will supply all your needs through Christ Jesus. Is it workable today? I say, well, dear friends, everyone has a different problem. Your problem is not the same as my problem. My problem is not the same as yours. But we have the same God who is able to move the hearts of officials, even the European, English controller, the head of the medical services in Singapore and Malaysia, to give a license. So it is, Paul in prison encourages the Christians in the church of Philippi, my God will supply all your needs. Verse 19, please see in conclusion. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our Lord is able to move the hearts of kings. Our Lord is able to move the heart of the director of medical services to help. What is your problem? As we face the new year, may we proceed in faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we look to Thee for Thy help as we end the old year and look forward to the new year. May Thy Spirit help us that we may take courage from the example of Paul, one man in the prison awaiting the death sentence. He's able to encourage the church in Philippi. May we be encouraged and take heed of what He says to us. For my God can supply all your needs through Christ Jesus our Lord. May we go forward in the assurance of this promise of God, that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, through Christ Jesus our Lord. O Father in heaven, cleanse us and purify Thy people and give us the assurance to know we have a God who cares, who knows, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.